The woman lifted her head, her hair falling back. I stared into the darkest eyes I'd ever seen. They were round with shock, yet I saw amusement lurking in their depths. A smile played on her full lips.
Hi.
Her voice did something to me. It was breathy and soft, sweet yet sultry. I liked it. Hello?
I'm here for the 5:45 interview.
She looked sheepish. I planned on bowling you over, but not like this. My lips twitched. You're late.
I missed my bus, and then I broke my heel running to get here.
She babbled, still lying on my chest.
The guy downstairs refused to let me come up, saying the office closed at 6, but I waited until he answered the phone and was distracted, and I ran up the steps.
She said, sounding breathless. And much too sexy to be this close.
10 floors,
she added. You're still late.
You have to let me interview, please. Ask your boss nicely.
I glared at her. I am the boss.
Oh,
she whispered, her eyes even rounder.
It had been a day from hell. Nothing had gone right. Earlier, I'd overslept, missed my bus, and the temporary agency I had been working for let me go. I spent some time dropping off resumes, and while waiting on the corner for a light to change, I had been splashed by a car. I had to go home to change before heading to my late afternoon appointment. I realized I had lost my keys and had to wait for my friend to get home and open my door. By the time he did, I was cold, miserable, and feeling down. Determined to finish off the day on a better note, I dressed in my best outfit, put on heels, and headed to the interview I hoped would go well. I had been pleased to receive a call the night before. The low voice on the other end asking me if I could come in for 5:45, giving me the shivers as he spoke. I was quick to agree, jotting down the address as he dictated it, then hung up. But again, the damn bus took off as I was running to catch it. I started walking, half jogging, and caught a different bus, managing to somehow slip getting off it and snapping a heel. Then, walking like a drunk on a Saturday night, I made it to the building, 15 minutes late. The security guard refused to let me up, but I was determined and dodged into the stairwell. I pulled off my shoes and raced up the steps, glad I kept up my cardio. I hadn't expected to run into someone and get tackled to the floor. I hadn't planned on the sensation of how good it felt with the stranger's arms around me, holding me as if to keep me safe. And when I lifted my head and met those intense, icy blue eyes, I hadn't expected his words.
I am the boss.
After muttering a curse, I carefully rolled away, wincing a little as I pushed up off my knees and ran a hand down my skirt. I followed his lithe rise to his feet, staring at him in the semi-darkness. Mr. Bain, I presume, I asked, pleased to hear my voice sound almost normal. A little shaky, but okay.
Yes,